as in welcome to my meeting, not as in my constituency, the town. Amen. I thought you knew Africans have the responsibility on libraries. And let me just at the outset raise the point that we will be worried about this thing called spending, especially in respect of libraries, whereas all of us know that it's transferred to municipalities. And so when we talk about it, really it shouldn't be in the context of money spent when we know it is not spent. It's still in some accounts of municipalities who also are struggling to do other things. And so we do want to raise that sharply. We raised it sharply yesterday with the provincial treasuries and the national treasury. And so we are really worried by that practice, which equals transfer to spending. Because for us, transfer is not equal to spending. Because if AOD from the Free State, you say to us, you've spent so much money, that we shall then demand that we go and see some of those libraries you spent money on and so on. So please, it would be nice to start saying, well, as far as we know, this money has been transferred. We're not sure whether it's spent or not. So that then we must take another decision in respect of ensuring that that money is properly spent. Club development. I was watching the Eastern Cape submission here. In the last quarter, they were struggling. And all of a sudden, they've got a huge overspending now. Now, we were in the Eastern Cape last weekend. There were some boys playing on a field. It's not even developed in a manner that you can say it's a sport, it's a soccer field. Now, there's something else that the DBSA is doing. They told us when we were at the DBSA. They were saying it's, what is it? Something dreams. What's that? Field dreams, yes, field dreams. Now, the question we were asking, how is this field dreams of yours talking to the program of the Department of Sports and Recreation that relates to development of sport? There seems to be a big disjuncture there. Now, we're raising this to attention so that you become a bit vigilant about it in your provinces. Because it's something that the DBSA is working on that has to do with development of sport. So that then you can again harness the funding that's available in the system to maximize the outcomes. Now, having then welcomed the MEC, HOD's president, and everybody here, let me just allow National Treasury briefly to talk to the highlights and don't talk to us about the missions and visions and the other things. Zoom straight into the performance. Thank you very much. And that is going to be Mr. Spencer. The Spencer Janari.
Yeah.
Public Finance. And then there's Chris Adams. Intergovernmental relations. That's right. Talk to us.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, members, and delegates from the provinces. Just a quick overview of the expenditure. I'm going to jump right into the presentation in terms of key highlights. The presentation basically covers provincial preliminary outcome as of 31st March 2008. As published in the Government Gazette on 30th of April. It provides preliminary outcome for 07 or 08, Expenditure at that stage stands at 98.9% or $213.5 billion spent on the adjusted budget's preliminary underspending of $2.6 billion in 8 provinces. Further down, there is a low spending rate. Okay, I just wanted to sketch. Okay, I'll pass these slides. I wanted to first start with a broad picture and then draw it back to the. Okay, so right. Let me jump right into the sports recreation arts and culture then. Okay. provincial spending for sports recreation arts and culture stands a total of $2.3 billion or 96.9% of a $2.4 billion budget. It shows an increase of $492 million or 26% over the audited outcomes year on year. A low rate of spending in Limpopo and Gauteng at 87% and 93.5% respectively. Free State stands at 101% and Western Cape 99%. They reflect the highest rate of spending in the sector. The preliminary under expenditure of $77.3 million occurs in 8 provinces, with Gauteng constituting 23%, 23 million. Gauteng at 23 and Limpopo at 20 million. Personnel for the sectors, spending is at $762.9 million, or 94% of a $805 million budget, preliminary underspending of $45.3 million in 8 provinces. Capital spending stands at $189.1 million, or 85%. This shows a significant increase of $50.4 million, or 36%, compared to last year's audited outcome. There's a low rate of capital spending in Limpopo at 59%, Eastern Cape 63%, Mpumalanga 63.9%. Northern Cape and Free State, they are the highest spenders on capital. Northern Cape stands at 192.1%, Free State at 104.6%. This sort of just gives you a breakdown of what I've just explained. Year-on-year growth, I indicated, is 26.8%. Personnel, this is basically also what I've just... okay, this is the breakdown. Yes, that's basically what I've said in this slide here. Okay, so the three next tables basically shows or gives a reflection of what's on this slide here. There's capital. Then into the conditional grants. Adjusted allocation for conditional grants stands at $53.3 billion, including the Schedule 4. Specific grants that show low rates of spending, and the second last one pertains to this sector, community libraries, stands at 83.8%. Then a further breakdown, again there, communities, the arts and culture, community libraries, the division of revenue states, that 180 total available, 180 transferred from national to provinces, 163, the preliminary outcome at 31st is at 150, and that constitutes the 83% expenditure. With regards to the sports and the mass sport and recreation participation, the allocation there plus rollover stands at 197.9 million. Transfers from national to provinces is 193.6, and preliminary outcome is 191.5, and the percentage-wise, that constitutes 96.8%. Just a bit of detail with regards, it basically unpacks what I've just said in terms of the community libraries. At Arts and Culture spent 150, 83% of a 180 million budget, and transfers received amounts to 90.7. Higher spending is in Mpumalanga at 108, Western Cape 100. Lower spending occurs in Eastern Cape at 46 and Limpopo at 55.9. This is with regards to community libraries. With regards to mass sport and recreation, the the middle column there, sport and recreation spent 191.5 million or 96 of a 197.9 million budget. Transfers received amounts to 99.8, basically the whole budget. Higher spending occurs in Eastern Cape and Free State, at both at 104. Eastern Cape is 104.7, 104.5 for Free State. Lower spending in Gauteng at 86.2 and on Mpopo at 90.3.
Yeah, there we are. Not a good piece at all. Two slides, all right.
Maybe I should just cover this slide in terms of where, in terms of the spending rates. I think that is quite useful as well. Community libraries, first column, number of provinces spent less than 90%. Eastern Cape, Limpopo, Northwest, numbers between 90 and spending between 90 and 100 is Free State, Gauteng, Northern Cape, and those above 100% is KZN and Mpumalanga, Western Cape. Further down,
if it's above 100, what would it be?
More than 100. Remember, I in the text
no,
said that. Okay, 104.
Important
yes.
Question.
That
one is 192.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'm going to hand over to Spencer to cover the next two slides.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks, colleagues. Thanks, honorable members, for the opportunity. This is not in your pack. It's just a short summary which tries to show the difference in the rate of expenditure by the second quarter, by the third quarter, and then finally at the end of the year. And I think the big jump that the Chair referred to earlier on in one of the sports conditional grants, I think you'll be able to pick up very clearly here, but also in some of the others. If we just focus on the last three columns, you will see that for most in the library's conditional grant here, in the percentage spent by the 30th of September, is very, very low in most cases, if the benchmark there is 50%. Now, there is improvement in most cases by December, and in some cases a huge jump to March, which indicates there obviously some interventions that took place to try and work towards that. So that is encouraging, but on the other hand, there is also the concern that much of that is just transferred to municipalities and indicates as spent by the province, but nothing is delivered yet. And then the next one is the sport and recreation one. And again, if you just look at the last three columns, you'll see the slow spending initially in many cases, picking up in the last quarter in particular, in a lot of cases. And you see big jumps there, in the case of the Northern Cape, for example, from under 50% to over 90%. Mpumalanga, Limpopo, another one indicating a very big, steep jump in the last quarter. And again, as I say, that's both encouraging because it does mean that some of the interventions that have been applied could have been worked.
Not encouraging.
But on the other hand,
no. It is not encouraging. There's something wrong here.
Yeah.
And it is something that we will have to talk about. You must go and investigate. There's nothing encouraging. There's something wrong. Look, from 28%, that is the Eastern Cape, to 104. What magic wand is that? Free State, 38, to 104. Well, Gauteng, 36, that's about less than 3 months. That's September to December. And then Gauteng 36 to 82. Is it 6 months?
Yeah,
is that so?
The last column is March.
The last column is March. But still. Then, what's this? I mean, Gauteng and KZN can be excused. Not bad. Well, Limpopo, again, I'm worried. I mean, something, we've got to know what has happened. Mpumalanga again. Well, Northern Cape again, it's lukewarm. Northwest again. we've got to exactly to find out exactly whether there's something that has happened here. You see, part of the problem here, I can tell you now, is that some of the provinces have funded professional teams.
Mm.
And we did raise it in with Gauteng, for instance, last time. There, they stage what they call Gauteng, what is that?
Mm.
Gauteng Challenge. Kaiser Chiefs and some other blood. Now, I'm saying it has nothing to do with these things. Because those are professional clubs that are highly funded by sponsors and their own gate takings wherever they are. So, and this is what we were saying to them, that the province was anticipating underspending and hence did exactly that. So clearly there's something that clearly must be investigated here. It is not encouraging as far as we're concerned. It's just not on.
Hmm.
Proceed then.
Thanks, Jay. I think I'm done. It's just these two slides. I just want to note the point that you're making, that it's not encouraging to see that in the first half of the year, so spending is so slow and suddenly picks up towards the end of the year, and that's the point you're making, which indicates very poor planning, I think, and possibly financial dumping, and so that is what we need to investigate. But we also, in the new year, need to ensure that the planning is improved so that spending picks up earlier and doesn't accelerate at the end only. Thank you.
Right, let's investigate that. We're saying you must do that yourself together with them. But second, let's also investigate this field dreams that we're talking about of the DBSA. And so how would it link to this? So that you harness all the resources that are in the system to address exactly these good intentions. Members last time were angry about something called club development, when people were just buying kit and then call that club development. And maybe one day we might want to go and see some of those clubs just to see what's the ongoing support and development that is given to them. Now, having then said that, the MEC is confronted with big challenges here. We've heard so much about Limpopo, and so we allow them to speak to us.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I'm Dikeledi Magazi, acting on behalf of the MEC for Sporting Limpopo, who is currently head up. I am just going to be reading the slides kind of verbatim as is on the papers and that has been distributed to you. And I've brought the HOD here to assist me because this is a new portfolio kind of to me, where I failed to respond to some of the answers for sure. I will call her technical expertise in. So just bear with me in that regard. Chairperson, like you have indicated, on the sports and recreation, we were given a budget of 26 million, and to date we have been able to spend 24.1 million, which is equivalent to 90.4, as indicated by National Treasury. This was spent on Siyadlala where we were able to spend 11.9 million, equivalent to 67.8%.
Just a bit, MEC, people are looking for your inputs here. It's lost somewhere. That the only copy. There they are. Proceed, madam.
Okay. Thank you very much. I was indicating that the Siyadlala mass participation, the budget was 11.9 million, and we have spent 8.1 million, which is equivalent to 67.8%. The school sport, as part of the program of sports development, sports and recreation, we have been given the allocation was 13.699 million. We have spent 15.02, which was 109.7% in spending. And club development, we were given a million rand. We have spent 975,000, which is equivalent to 97%. On the community libraries, Chairperson, we were allocated 22.860 million. The spending as at the end of the financial year was 11.6, which is equivalent to 51%. But let me also indicate that in terms of the transfer, the spending is supposed to be 68%. The discussions that we held with the National Treasury, there's money that has been withheld by the National Treasury because it was not going to be spent. Therefore, that is why we're having 51% spending. The province experienced challenges in spending, particularly of the conditional grant. In our third quarter report, we reported that we spent 14% in and 35% spending for community libraries grant and mass participation, respectively. At the end of the financial year, the spending is 51% and 90%, 51% for community libraries and mass participation program, 90% of the total budget as allocated to the province. The last transfer for community libraries, as I had indicated, has not been received, which was what I indicated, that it was a discussion and an arrangement that we made. We believe that this will be requested for the rollover in the coming financial year. The trends in allocation, Chairperson, I'm only going to be talking to the past financial year and this. In terms of sports and recreation, 07-08, we were given 23.844 million. In the coming or the current financial year, we have been allocated 28.248 million. And we believe that within the money that we have been allocated of 23.84 million, we are in negotiations with the provincial treasury to assist in terms of making sure that the 2.935 million is rolled over for sports. Believing that we will be able to succeed in that regard. For the community libraries, we were allocated 22.860 million, and in the coming in this financial year of 08-09, the allocation is 42.926 million, and the total in the previous financial year 07-08 was 49.63. In this financial year, it's 71.167 million. What we have achieved in the community libraries is that we have been able to install security systems in 11 libraries. We have purchased furniture for some libraries. We have also provided the IT network in 15 of the libraries. We have purchased the PC printers and barcode scanners for some of the libraries, and also provided materials, library materials, to the value of 1 million. Of essence is that we have been able to design buildings and request from Tulamela and Fetakhomo to assist them in that regard. This, we believe, is one of those successes that we can talk to. The initial plans was to transfer the funds to the municipalities, and Chairperson, I'm happy to say that this did not materialize, because from what we see in some other departments was that when we are going to be transferring this money, it may not necessarily be used for what it was meant to. and therefore we did not transfer, and some of the municipalities were indicating incapacity to can be able to spend this money. And the major understanding that we was as a result of the following activities that did not materialize. In some instances, the library materials arrived late, and the maintenance of the libraries, which was to the tune of 1.3 million, which did not necessarily materialize. The building of new library at 1.9 million, there was a late submission of invoices, but I must also indicate that we had some challenges, which I think the Executive Council is dealing with, how our provincial Department of Public Works is dealing with the infrastructure issues. But we may say that for sure, maybe in the coming financial year, it may be a thing of the past. The late appointment of conditional grant staff to the tune of 1.9 million was also showed that we will be underspending, and the training of community libraries to 900,000 also is just one of those indications that we're not going to be able to spend all the funds as has been given to us. We have also established the hubs and appointed coordinators in several of our districts. In Sekhukhune district, we had 9 hubs and appointed 42 coordinators. In Mopani, I'm not going to be reading through all these things. And lastly, we were able to appoint 1 office coordinator for both the Siyadlala and school sports. The achievements on both Siyadlala and school sport programs are that sports equipment and apparels were purchased. Training for the coordinators was provided in various sports codes and other life skills. Cluster festivals were held in all the districts. All communities and school hubs developed are active. 48 clubs were developed and were and verified in Capricorn and Sekhukhune and Waterberg districts. Participation in national club development tournament during March in Richards Bay was entered into. We've also provided training for the club managers, and assessment of for accreditation was also done. The purchase of sports equipment for the 3 districts, that is Sekhukhune, Waterberg, and Capricorn. One of the things that we have realized is that it is only the netball and football clubs that we are talking about here, due to lack of infrastructure, particularly in the rural areas of our province. So this is what how far we can be able to go. You can't develop hockey or any other, or cricket in the rural areas where there is no infrastructure. On mass participation, the underspending and the challenges, Chairperson, is due to the non-delivery by suppliers of sports equipment and apparel to the tune of 2.2 million, which we ended up cancelling in March. The lack of relevant sports facilities, which I have indicated, and the lack of facilities in some schools. Supply of equipment of inferior quality and sometimes not in accordance with the specification is one of those challenges that we are experiencing. And the resignation of the coordinators in the middle of the program is one of the problems, because once you have trained these coordinators, they get exposure, they get experience, and they move on. The federations also do not give adequate support to this program. And Chairperson, let me say that this is how far I can be able to go. I will not talk in details. If there are questions, I've got my lieutenants who will be able to assist me. Thank you.
Thank you, Missy. I think we can also urge, especially all the rural provinces, in the context of sports development, because the MEC says it's only netball and soccer. Maybe one of the things you might want to focus on is also Ikwara Kwara. Quara, 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 as you've seen this film about by Schussler. Yes, Mr. Bones. That Quara, Quara. A stick and then stone. You hit the Quara, Quara. Maybe that's one of the things that our rural provinces can start working on. No, I'm just saying, yeah, boxing also, but I'm just saying basically Quara, Quara would ensure that when they get into urban areas, they get quickly into golf now. Well, already they've got the basic skills of teeing and so on and so on. Right. Wow, don't worry about chess, man. We're talking completely. Mr. Koyaman.
No, thank you, Chef. On page one, which it's also repeated when you go to what page is this? If you go to page five, in terms of club development, what actually happened? What was done? If the department is quite happy that they have managed to develop 48 clubs. What is that actually happened? Because 48 clubs were developed and verified and whatever. What is that we have done so that we must say that really we have developed this club? Have we bought the jerseys again or whatever? Therefore, we say that development has taken place.
No. Let's just sum it up. What was the target? Were you targeting 48? Were you targeting 50? Were you targeting less? And therefore, in respect of developing clubs, have you then been able to achieve the set target? Proceed.
Sure. And then page two. The department gives an indication that they spend 51%. At the end of the financial year, the spending is at 51%. That is how the slide reads. Now, it goes on by saying that 5.7 million was not transferred. Can one get further clarity? Why was it not transferred? Is it because of the department did not do work or couldn't spend according to their business plan? Because I'm worried if that is the case. The department is getting a transfer this year of 22.8 million in order to spend, and there is already a 5.7 million which has not been spent. How possible is it going to be that you will be able to spend all that particular money? Then you go to
for that again. You have failed to spend 22 million. Now you're getting double that. What are the challenges? Because getting so much when you really. It's like chewing more than, biting more than you can chew. We're giving you more ourselves. We are to blame. Are you therefore ready to absorb this big chunk of money that's coming to you now?
Yes. On page three, community libraries achievement. Yeah, the department is giving an indication that they provided PCs, printers, and barcode scanner. How many of those? Which schools are those? How much did the department spend in order to make these transfers and all those type of things? Because you are giving us an indication. It might be two PCs. Then we are happy that the department has done work, whereas it is not what we are expecting. So the department must just give us an indication. Secondly, we have public works that I want to believe that the department can work with. But the department went for designs of buildings to the municipality. why didn't you use public work for them to design the designs which you are talking about here? Again, page 3, slide 6, maintenance of libraries. 1.3 million has not been used. Where is that money? Where is it going to be used? Where is it as we speak now? Because the department has not used the 1.3 million, which they were supposed to use in terms of that thing, maintenance of libraries. For now, thanks, Chair.
Right, Mr. Mukalibi and Mr. Boda.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, we appreciate the presentation. What also struck me, Chair, is that it is being presented by another MEC, not necessarily the MEC of the department. If I'm correct, if I had things. Yes, Chair. But what I'm saying, she could have just sent a note to say I'm ill, and therefore I'm not able to. We appreciate this kind of commitment. Yes. Chair, slide 5. I'd like to know whether the IT network at these 15 libraries, is there a program to sustain them? Are these networks fully functional and service? I'm asking this question because most of the time you find this kind of initiative, but at most instances, it remains just more than just a white elephant. Just check the one at the post office. Those are forever out of service. Chair, the issues that are raised in slide number 6 as causes of underspending. Aren't these planning matters and therefore indicating poor or non-planning or lack of planning? The last slide on page 5. Sports facilities are not properly maintained. A question arises there. Whose facilities are these and who is responsible for maintenance? Aren't there any funding provided for maintenance in the budget? We seem to be lamenting the resignation of coordinators in the middle of a problem. Isn't this a good turn of events? So in effect, it means you must always be looking forward to people going to greener pastures. And therefore, you've provided capacity to other departments, even to the clubs and private sector. Why are we bemoaning this turn of events? Chair, this, I think, is cross-cutting among provinces. You might rule me out of line if you deem fit. We have here libraries being lumped in with other programs of sport. To me, libraries is a serious business. Yes, sport is also serious because it develops careers for people. But libraries are just more serious than sport. Why do we lump them with sport, libraries? We want a nation that reads, a nation that is informed, and therefore a good citizen.
You said I'm not sure. Look, it has to do with it is the responsibility of the EXCO in configuring its
yes.
Department. So I think they would not be able to respond to that question now.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. This other one. Sport. How does it, in a way, combine or complement the program of the National Department of Health, the Healthy Lifestyles Program. Do you see that as just a program of the Department of Health, or do you in some way also complement that program? Thanks, Chair.
Chair, thank you very much, and thanks for the presentation. Chair, in regarding of and we know that I don't want to ask the MEC because she's new in the department. Our department, I know what the planning is situation there. But the HOD, this process of sports, arts and culture in Limpopo coming now for 2 years for not spending. It's a long term. Now my question is actually to the HOD here. In regarding, you receive the money, you haven't spent it. You receive another money and there's a rollover. Next year you will have, this financial year, we are already in a new financial year, 47 million. Is the business plans in place now to spend quarterly 25% the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter? Is the business plan there, approved? And is it starting already implemented? Because we are already a month in a new financial year. Is it in place? Is it working? Chair, and then on slide 6, instead of library security system, can the HOD supply us with the names of that libraries, the libraries who furniture was bought, in IT network in 15 libraries, which libraries where, provide PC libraries and scanners, the total where and which places was it, which places is there, and provide libraries materials to a value of 1 million rand. Which libraries is that? That library at Sakuniland, Jane First, that is the amount of money, that is what happened there, that is what happened. Can they supply that to us? Because I want to do oversight here. When we're going there, I want to do see where it is happening. Because this vague here, very vague. Chair, and the purchase of library material 3.3 is late deliveries. But then the money is already committed. If there's a delayed delivery of material, building of new libraries, late submission of invoices, then that money is already committed if the invoices are late. Which libraries is there and what is the amount and which deliveries is there? And if there is a penalty clause into that regard, and what is the time frame with the service deliveries, the service providers can deliver that? They must give an indication into the situation for what they can, if they buying books, where do they buy the books from? Overseas books, local books, or what is it, books? Where is it? What is the situation? As I say, I'm this year that was not spending. Let's be honest. There's a lot of problems indicating this and this. But the department, the HOD and head department and manager, this again what I ask, is the business plan in place? If you're coming to the first quarter, can they assure this committee today that in the first quarter they will have a spending trend of 20 or 25%. Is they sure that? Because the business plan, they know already last year what money will they receive this year. There's no doubt about that. I don't want to query things for the past. I want to know from now on, this financial year, is it in place? If they come coming the first quarter, please, I want to see what is happening. They must commit themselves.
Point made. I'm sure you also would want to have a list of the 48 developed clubs. Well, it would be useful to also to go and check where those clubs are, whether those clubs do exist, what the support system is, and so on and so on. Madam Robinson.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to ask, many of the questions have been covered, so I'm not going to repeat them, and I just am so glad that my colleagues are as enthusiastic about libraries now as it's not no longer a lone voice in the wilderness. No, I'm saying thank you, and I'm very glad.
Stole it from us.
No, rubbish. Anyway, I'm also concerned about the planning issue, and my colleague mentioned the white elephant. I'm concerned about the fact that you haven't got the library staff. So you've got all the buildings, you've got things standing in place, but we'd like to know how well they're equipped and why we are not having the proper planning taking place. We'll talk later about another library that I know is absolutely standing empty. I'm not commend them for... No, not there. I'll talk about that later. But I think we just need to have better planning and to make sure that this money is being used properly. So I welcome all the queries and the details requested. I think we must have that for all the provinces, in fact, not just for Limpopo. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Thanks for the presentation. On slide 5, the first bullet, security of the libraries. Have the roofs been taken care of since the criminals getting through the roofs of late? So there must be something provided for the security of the roof. On page 5, slide 10, non-delivery by suppliers, the orders have not been paid for. May I just know if women are involved in sewing the apparel for the sports people, and if they are not trained, has CIDA been conducted to train the women to sew for the clubs? Thank you.
Sometimes some of the questions you're raising are very, very interesting but irrelevant. Interesting and irrelevant. Okay? So I'm really pleading that sometimes we become a bit relevant so that we don't lump in discussion generally. Right. I'm not going to ask questions. I'm just going to raise something for your attention, MEC and the department, which says the initial plan was to transfer funds to municipalities and the transfer did not materialize. Now, I want to read, there's a small hymn book called Municipal Systems Act 32 of 2000 that relates to assignments of functions or powers to specific municipalities by acts of executive or by agreement. That is clause 10. It reads as follows. If a function or power is assigned to any specific municipality in terms of a power contained in an act of parliament or a provincial act or by agreement in terms of section 99 or 126 of the constitution, the organ of state assigning the functions or power must, before assigning the functions of power, submit to the minister and the national treasury a memorandum. And this is something we will have to check with the national department of sport and even arts and culture, giving at least a 3-year projection of the financial implications of that function or power for the municipality, and disclosing any possible financial liabilities or risks after the 3-year period, and indicating how any additional expenditure by the municipality will be funded. Now, 10A says funding and capacity building. A cabinet member, MEC, or other state organ of state initiating an assignment of a function of power to a municipality in terms of section 9 or 10 must take appropriate steps to ensure sufficient funding and such capacity building initiatives as may be needed for the performance of the assigned function of power by the municipality if the assignment of the function of power imposes a duty on the municipality. That duty falls outside the functional areas listed in Part B of Schedule 4 or Part B of Schedule 5
to the Constitution or is not incidental to any of those functional areas, and C, the performance of that duty has financial implications for the municipality. Now, I'm raising this because there is this consistent dumping of powers, if you like. Some people call it unfunded mandate. And now it means then if all of this has not been done, it means there are problems. But also municipalities are also within their rights not to do some of these functions. Precisely because this due diligence process has not been followed. And so, I mean, as we know, that Gauteng is going to report, for instance, that they've transferred so much money to municipalities in respect of libraries. So clearly there's this problem that was not dealt with. We still have to go back and check with the national minister of both the respective portfolios, but also the MECs, whether they really did something in this regard. Madam MEC and your team, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chairperson. Like I indicated earlier on, that some of the things the HOD and the CFO who are here today will be able to respond to. I'll just take one question which was asked. I have been appointed by the Premier to act for the past 4 months, and therefore I think it's my duty to be here in this committee as the department is coming. So the member was questioning the reason why the other MEC did not write a letter to say.
No. MEC, he was congratulating you for your commitment.
Thank you.
Because you could have just said, I am busy doing other things. In other words, that's the letter you could have written and said, no, otherwise I'm busy doing other things. He was really saying, continue doing the good work.
Yes.
It is highly appreciated with the two heads that you have.
Thank you, Chairperson.
He really said it in English. Now, English is a bit difficult. He thought it in another language and said it in English.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Let me also indicate that one of the things I take it coming here will assist to deal with some of the challenges that the department is experiencing. I don't need to say it here, but as a member of the executive, we know that in the past 2 years, there has been kind of a reorganization of the department. And the questions that you have raised here will assist me to really deal with the portfolio and be able to shape some of the things, because the question of planning is what has been repeated even at provincial level. Is some of the things that you're saying, people need to plan ahead so that you don't give those unnecessary excuses. When you know that you have been given money, we knew by last year, September, that this is the amount of money that we'll be getting in this financial year, and therefore we should have spent a plan so that we can be able to hit the ground running come the beginning of the financial year. I'm going to request the HOD to respond to some of the questions.
Thanks, Chairperson. Limpopo, we are known to tell the truth, and that's why even our expenditure, we didn't hide anything, and we didn't do the fiscal dumping to take money to municipalities. So what all the things that we have said we have done can go, you can go as we're sitting here and go to the districts that we have mentioned and want to verify any of the things that we have indicated here. You will find that we can account to all of them. So if we say we have developed 48 labs, there are 48 labs that are in existence as I'm talking now. We can show what we have done. We can also show the apparel and equipment that we have bought. So the report here is representing the province as we are talking now. And we are proud to say, yes, everything you can come and check and you'll find them in order. So in terms of what has been developed, if we say we have developed 48 labs, was to then go to the if you know, we have got this Yadala and the school sport grant. We then did not go to the areas where we have now developed hubs, but we then went to the rural areas where we do not have hubs currently, and then resuscitated where there was previously a sport ground, which is not really of good quality, but developed there to make sure that we then revive the footballs and the clubs and the netballs that had since died. So those have been revived and they are in existence. We trained coaches and managers to make sure that then they deal with the situation. So we have got managers and coaches that are responsible for the clubs that we have developed in the three districts. In terms of the target, how much, what was the target? We initially had wanted to develop five clubs per code, which, as we have indicated, one of our problems was that we do not have the necessary facilities, so we then only managed to do what is doesn't need a lot of facility in terms of preparation. So we managed to do only the football, which we have got 16 per district, 8 football clubs and 8 netball clubs. In terms of why were the funds not transferred, and why we didn't, where is the money currently? For those monies which we have indicated as a result that we are saying this was the under expenditure, those are the commitments for the delivery of books, yes, that had been committed. But then for the appointment of staff, which we said 1.9 million was not used, that's the money that has been surrendered to Treasury, and that's the money that we're asking for roll over. So the money that we didn't use has already been surrendered to Treasury. And the 900,000 was budgeted for training of this library staff that we didn't appoint. Therefore, the training did not happen because the staff was just not there. And why we didn't fail to spend 22 million, Chairperson, maybe that's the 22 million was the total amount for the conditional grant. But for both the sport and recreation and the conditional grant for library, we didn't spend 11 million, 5.7, which I already indicated that it was not transferred. The reason why it wasn't transferred, or maybe one of the reasons why we jumped from 14% to 68% in terms of library conditional grant, I think members will remember that in our last appearance here, we indicated that we only appointed the project manager in August. And therefore, we started spending our money once the project manager was appointed. And also we realized our problems in terms of capacity, and National Treasury was involved. So they in our plan to try to utilize the money, they also came and assisted us. And the plans that we put in place to fast track the expenditure, we implemented, and hence there was a jump from 14% to where the spending is at the end of the current year. And also, yes, in terms of are we ready to then spend the double the amount if we failed to spend 22 million, are we able to spend 46 million? The answer to that is yes. And I think we indicated earlier on this year to say we library conditional grant, because that is where our major underspending is. When we started last year, the planning was not correct. Probably, but now we plan correctly. We have business plans, and yes, we are going to be spending the money. And currently, we have the technical assistance unit from National Treasury. We already had a workshop with them, is it 2 weeks ago? Yes, where we were looking at how we're going to be spending our money this year, and we will be able to spend all the money that has been given to us, including the rollover. Because the rollover, already most of the money is committed. But the reason, there was a question why we are not using public works in terms of the designs. We have been using public works, and I think the MEC, when she was reporting, indicated the challenges that we are having with public works, that they are actually the the delays in many instances when it comes to buildings and maintenance. They are the causes of the delay, not that we are not using them, but they are the people that are delaying us. If I may give an example here, and you can verify, because I've just opened that slide in my laptop here. The engagements that we started in September with them, even in January, we were still waiting for public works to assist us in terms of that. And then in terms of the libraries that we said we have networked, yes, they are fully functional, and in our plans, we have got plans for regular services and maintenance. So we do not have a library which is networked and not functional. In terms of why only few libraries, if I may respond to why only few libraries we have given the material. We only have provided material for those libraries where we have got staff, but for those libraries where we didn't have staff, we didn't put anything there. But in this current financial year, all the libraries will be staffed and all of them will be finished and fully functional. There was also a question about the sport facilities that are not properly maintained and who's responsible for that. The municipalities are responsible for maintenance of the facilities through the MIG grant, and they talk that for the maintenance of sport facilities, that grant from MIG, if it comes back now to the department, then departments will then take full responsibility. But it was the municipalities that were responsible for that. We have indicated the resignation of coordinators as one of the reasons as one of the challenges. We are not really lamenting, but as they go, it's indeed that impacts in service delivery from our side. We are happy that they get to be developed and they can move to greener pastures. But as they leave, we therefore need to start the process of recruitment and selection, and that is a contribution, a negative contribution or effect on our side, though it is good on the other side. There is a period of vacuum which needs to be filled, and during that period, our services do suffer, Chairperson. And then there was also a question of we need to provide how many pieces, printers and barcodes have we purchased. We will gladly submit that information. I know, as I'm seated here, that we have provided 56 pieces and printers. I'm not sure how many barcode scanners we have provided, but that information is available, Chairperson. I've already reported about the public works that we are working with them, and they are the reason for our delay. There was also a money of where were the books bought. We have got contracts with six booksellers, major booksellers. That information can also be forwarded to the committee for verification. And in terms of planning, yes, I need to admit that our planning has not been good. Like I'm saying, we were not able to spend about 2 million because we appointed staff very late. That was a poor planning on our side, and we have identified that, and we are working with that, and it's not going to recur, not in this current financial year. I think I've answered all the questions that were asked. The other questions that were asked about security of the roof, Chairperson, the security system that we're talking about here is making sure that now the security system that we're talking of about here was about our assets in the libraries, to make sure that we do not necessarily lose our assets. We are able to track them and see what is happening with them. I think I've responded to the question. The other question that was asked about inclusion of women in the provision or in the sowing of this apparel for the sport thing is that we use the preferential procurement framework act, and therefore our HDI status that is considered to make sure that indeed women and disabled people are also given preference when we appoint service providers. Thank you, Chair.
All right, let's say, you see, we've got to go to that province, MEC, one of the coming weekends, I'm not sure when, just to have yourselves and Public Works under one roof. I'll tell you why. Part of the problem is that your own Public Works has underspent. Their spending is at 85% in terms of the report from the National Treasury before me now. Now, and yet, in the Division of Revenue Act, there's a provision made for Public Works to be capacitated in terms of the law. And so a certain amount to be given to them for their own capacity. So I just think we need to go to Limpopo just to raise those, to check those matters with your Public Works, so that there is no problem in terms of their own capacity as a Public Works department. So each and every infrastructure then department must then be able to have all of these things done. But as long as our own Public Works across provinces have these problems, some of the problems you are talking about will not be resolved. So I want to say, maybe Robinson this time, and Mr. Mkalipi and Boda need to go there. And Khuyaman, is that what you're saying, and Khuyaman?
Yeah,
to go there over one weekend. I will give them a proper brief. I will show them what the issues are to tackle, so that it would be a meeting that must be over a weekend, very, very soon. Just bringing the two together, just to ensure that all of these things are done and done appropriately. Because the exercise really is about assisting each other and collectively ensuring that everybody is capacitated to do these things correctly. And we will work out a date in the next 2-3 weekends. It's going to be over a weekend, just to ensure that these things are done. Is that a matter of life and death?
Yes, it is.
All right.
I think so. Because I want to get settled. For us to ask these questions, it's not because we don't believe that Limpopo has done X, Y, Z. We want to ask these questions for our own clarity. It's not that you are telling lies or whatsoever and claim cheap victories or whatsoever. We are not taking it that way. We are asking these questions for our own satisfaction, so that we must be informed what is actually taking place. Like the chair has now deployed people to go to Limpopo, but they must go there with certain clarities that these issues that have been raised here, they are very clear. So I would not appreciate the start of your tone when you started to respond to these questions, as if we are saying that you are telling lies. And I'm going back to that very same question of 48 clubs. To say that you have where they are playing and all those types of things, to me it's not a satisfactory answer, because I might have my own understanding of club development. What do you mean club development? Do you have an infrastructure for their management and all those type of things? Because our teams, our local teams, don't have the knowledge of such how to operate, starting from management level, at that particular level. How do you manage a club? What workshops or whatever have you done in order for them to understand that if you have a particular team and for it to be developed, it must start from a particular level? That would be my understanding. Not to have a ground and say that come and play, then you go back and say that no, we have organized a tournament, so we have developed a particular team. So that is the clarity that we want. What is that actually that you have done today to satisfy yourself that even if you are somewhere, you are quite sure that this team is going to go further than the input that the department has done. Hence that particular question. I'm also not satisfied when the statement is that most of the money has been committed. But in a way, you did answer it because you said there was bad planning. So I would not continue with that particular question because you have acknowledged in your own statement to say that this is precisely because of the planning that was there. Now you have improved on that particular planning and that whatsoever. But also in terms of the designs, let's find out. So when this team goes there, they must be quite happy that the municipality, which you have asked for the designs, have they really played their role there? Yes. And how fast did they move in terms of what you have asked them to do? Because in most cases, the departments, they dump the responsibilities to municipalities. I have a personal experience in my province in terms of municipalities that have been given responsibilities and they don't really execute what they are supposed to do. Now, we are giving them more burden in order to go and design things which it's also not their core business for provincial department. How did they do in terms of this particular request that you have asked them? Thank you, Chair.
All right. Let's then agree. In fact, these people that are talking are the people that will be going to Limpopo. The hands that I see coming. Because that's basically part of what you are going to again engage with in the 2 weeks I'm raising. And I must just say then, Mr. Khuyaman, I think the age-old really did not mean to be malicious. I think basically that's the one thing I just want to say. I think, but secondly, in fact, when we were also there ourselves, she really did report this terrible state of affairs, and I think she was speaking in that context, not really maliciously, not meaning that she. But then I think the other issues that you are raising apart must be part and parcel of the further discussion, raising a critical issue of the designs and the capacity of the municipalities. And because part of what is critical there is which then municipality in particular was used, etc., and therefore the capacity of that same municipality. So I'm saying as part and parcel of the terms of reference of the team that we're sending to Limpopo, because finally we must then be able to come back with a package that says this capacity, all of it, whether it's even municipalities, and maybe we might also want to convene even some municipalities when we're in that province. But part of what we might also want to do is, again, a critical question of club development. It's not just only about sports fields and kids. Would be nice also to meet some of the, I'm not sure whether it's club owners or communities that own clubs, so that this team must also ask this specific question. What is it? Because it would be useful to have a sense of ongoing support from the beneficiaries themselves. So that we are better able to understand exactly where this development is going. So I'm saying, you might not want to speak to the 48, might have a sample of, I'm not sure how many, we'll talk about that in our own planning ourselves, how many clubs do you want to talk to, and so on, so that we then have a sense of ongoing support. Because for us, it's not only that you've developed them, as you are saying, you resuscitated. And then the next financial year, you go back and resuscitate again. That's not development for us. There must be sustainability mechanisms, and therefore, how does that also link to issues of municipalities and on an ongoing basis, so that there is critical. I'm saying, those are discussions that I do want. And so, Borja and Robinson, I want to subscribe to, because you will be part of the discussions in that province. So your further questions will be raised in that province.
Yes, that can be raised also there, because the HOD report that municipalities is responsible for the sports facilities maintenance, but out of MIG, The problem is, if that is not in the IDPs, and that is why the HID must check, if that if it's not a part of IDP of the municipality, they will not use that money.
This is why I've also said you might want to invite some municipalities as well. You can have a sample of municipalities 6, 4, 5, 7, 8 under one roof and raise specific that question in that meeting. Mrs. Robinson.
Thank you, Chair. This applies to all the provinces, in fact, but I think it's something we need to ask now so that they can prepare for it. I'm very concerned about the purchase of books, library materials and so on, to make sure that we get as many indigenous books in indigenous languages as well. Because if we want to encourage a spirit of learning and a love of reading, I think we must try to do that. So I'd like to know what percentage of indigenous language books there are. I know we've got a shortage of them, but this is something, it's like the chicken and egg. You need to encourage people to know that there's a market before they'll write. But I think this is important in the forward planning for creating a good
library. You will also raise that question in Limpopo.
Yeah.
And it would also be nice if you would also see one or two libraries there physically.
Yeah.
Okay, and so this must be taken a bit serious. But also you're raising a critical question. It would be useful just to have, you see, because you've got these indigenous writers across the board, and therefore to what extent are we promoting? I'm not sure whether it is father tongue or mother tongue. Let me start saying father tongue. So I think that some sense, it's a critical matter that I think If it is not done, it's something that I think must be prioritized. MEC, if you agree with us, the direction we're proposing really is intended to assist the process in your province. And so I'm saying in the next 2-3 weeks, in fact, we can look at our diaries now and just say what weekend would be the most appropriate. Danny and your team, what weekend would be appropriate? The third weekend or the second weekend, so that the MEC goes away knowing. Let's hear what the MEC says, so that if she gives us one of those weekends, we can start working on that.
Okay, can we not?
You will talk to together. No, that's fine then. That's fine. All right. Your last word, MEC. You are not on death row.
Thank you, Chairperson. Tito Haehole. That I would say in my indigenous language. Today I'm better than yesterday in terms of handling issues of sports. And tomorrow I'll be better than today for sure in understanding what is happening in this department. I appreciate all the questions that have been asked here. Honorable members must be rest assured that we will go and sit down in our management meeting and look as to how best can we put them into our APPs. And the helping hand that you're giving to us, we can't really say no to it. For sure, it will also assist us to go an extra mile in terms of sports and recreational development in the province. Thank you, Chairperson.
But then let's also ensure that the provincial committee on sport and what is part of the discussion, okay, of the legislature. Can we just have tea for 10 minutes and come back and